One of the feel-good stories in sport today, and, you know, we haven't had much to cheer about in sport for a long time because of the rotten pandemic, but Bill Harrigan, and I was broadcasting for all of Bill's career, and he's the most acclaimed NRL, ARL referee there is. But he, here's Bill, he's a pretty fit 59-year-old, and with this threat by the refs to disrupt the start of the season next Thursday, 59-year-old Bill Harrigan says he's ready to put on the tight shorts and get the whistle out of mothballs. So I thought I'd go through some of the other retired referees that I've encountered over the last 35 years and see if they're ready to do exactly the same thing. And I looked down the list. Sean Hampstead. Very capable police officer last time I checked. Sean, you've only been retired for 12 years. You're much younger than Billy, in the prime of life. Come back. Paul Simpkins, he retired 13 years ago. Now, here's one of my favourites, Stephen Clark. Stephen Clark, even his wife and mum used to write to me because I thought he had something stuck down the back of his shorts. Buttocks Clark, we used to call him. And he'd still be in the prime of life. Tim Mander, now he's got another job at the moment. He's probably a bit too busy. But what about this one? Mark Oaten, retired in 2002. What about Phil Cooley? Giles O'Donnell? Alan Shorthall? You won't remember this bloke, but I do. Balding redhead, Neil Armand. You go to Steve Chitty, one of my favourites, Tony De La Hara. Kevin Shane Hain, Ian Parnaby. They're all there. Gavin Reynolds, Brett Sutter, Jason Robinson, Tony Maxud, Jared Maxwell. And here's one to conjure with, Muksin Jadwad, who's now a senior executive with the Commonwealth Bank. He's probably not available. And then you go back to older blokes. Kelvin Jeffs retired 20 years ago. Eddie Ward retired 22 years ago. David Manson retired after the 97 ARL Grand Final. Graham Ennerslie walks every day from the north side of Sydney to the headquarters of the NRL as fit as a Mallee Bull. Graham West, who retired a long time ago. Greg McCallum. You there, Greg? 1994. And then you can even go back to Hollywood Hartley, retiring in 81 before he took up a broadcasting career. And, of course, the velvet-coated Mick Stone, retired in 1989. They're all available. They're there for you if you want them. And all you've got to do, Steve Chitty. And then when you come to touch judges, the best in the business is still available. Stephen Betts, best in the business. And, of course, who could forget the performance on rare occasions of Martin Weeks, who started as a referee and ended up as a touch judge. So they're all there for you, Peter Vallandis. I've got numbers for some of them. We can have a retro round early. Old refs, old touch judges, maybe old broadcasters as well could make a comeback. And younger players, of course. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. So I think it's good on you, Bill. You're looking pretty good too as a 59-year-old, and I'm sure you'd be able to keep pace for at least half the game and they can replace you with Mick Stone for the second half or something like that. There's a stack of other sport as well that we'll get through the course of the morning. And have a yarn and a bit of fun with some of the referees, I'm sure, through the course of the morning as well. The Queenslanders are incensed that I haven't mentioned the great Barry Gomesall. There's a very good reason. Barry unfortunately passed away about 13 years ago, the result of prostate cancer on his property, February of 2007. He died at Serena, actually, but he was a great character, particularly at Origin level, the late Barry Gomesall. 131873 is the open lane number, 2gb.com. Click on the feedback icon if you would like to join us, and you can have your say. there's some other names getting mentioned that go a long way back. And look, I think here's one that I've just discovered again. Peter Filmer. The great Peter Filmer. I think of all the people I've mentioned, probably the one in best physical shape at the moment would be Bill Harrigan. Terry says, what about your mate Bernie Pramberg? He's still in good order. Great bloke, Bernie. Great bloke in the media before that, of course, a very distinguished referee as well. 131873 is that open line number, 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au.